Feingold believes this ecological disaster will push people toward hybrids and other types of energy.
If this isn't a wake-up call, we must be dead. I mean, how can you possibly see something like this and not want, as a nation, to get away from relying too much on oil drilling? They're going to still need some of it. But we got to peel back on that, and we have to have safer coal, and but we need to have alternatives.
Feingold says the United States should have learned from the Arab oil embargo in 1973 and 1974 that it'd be smart to get off the oil addiction. His Republican Senate opponent, Ron Johnson, agrees, but only to a point.
R&D into alternative forms of energy is a good thing. You know, moving toward nuclear power would be a good thing. So we can end our dependence on foreign oil, which would be a good thing. So, but I mean, I think we need to be realistic. We are going to be using fossil fuels for many years to come. And I think one point to make, too, is, you know, whether we drill or not in the Gulf, other countries will.
Johnson also favors drilling in the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, now off limits to oil exploration. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.